Paul Boger is KUNR's political reporter. Paul, thank you for joining me.
Glad to be here.
So last Friday was perhaps the biggest deadline so far this session. What happened?
So nearly a quarter of the proposed bills introduced into the 2017 legislative session are officially dead. Before last week, there was about 1,000 bills up for consideration. But last Friday marked the deadline for lawmakers to advance legislation through the committee process. So they had to pass it out of committee and put it on the floor or else it was dead. Roughly about 250 of those bills died. Another 250 were shuffled around past the deadline. So they're still up for consideration. But roughly about a quarter of the legislation so far is dead.
When you say legislation dies, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, those bills that are considered dead are just no longer up for consideration. Those bills include some that have been covered by Reno Public Radio, including the sanctuary state bill that would have prohibited state and local police from working with federal officials to enforce immigration laws. Other bills included a measure that sought to impose time restrictions on governmental bodies when it comes to FOIA requests. So that bill is also dead. A voter ID proposal is also dead. There was also no hearing on a bill that would have imposed a 10-cent fee on every plastic bag. Those are just some of the bills that were up for consideration but are no longer in the process at all.
So what legislation is still alive then?
It ranges the gambit. You have healthcare legislation, Medicaid buy-in for every resident in the state, codifying ACA. That's all still up for consideration. When it comes to renewable energies, those are still in the mix. You've got a lot of bills about dealing with education, state-funded pre-K. That's something that we looked at earlier this session. That's still live, but it's changed considerably. We'll have more on that later. But of course, the marijuana implementation, the recreational marijuana implementation, that's been widely considered so far this session. A lot of those bills are still alive, including a measure that would allow users to smoke or use marijuana in a public place or at a special event, early sales, which would allow the sale of recreational marijuana starting July 1. All of that is still before lawmakers.
So it sounds like there's been a lot of action so far this year. What happens now?
Now that a majority of the bills are through the committee process, you can expect to see lawmakers seriously turn their attention to floor action. That's mainly because they only have until April 25th to pass those bills out of their house of origin. So lawmakers in total have about 600 bills that they didn't look at in the next 9 days, or else they'll be considered dead as well. There'll also be more attention paid to the budget writing process in general. Senate and Assembly leaders have been holding presentations from state agencies about their budget since the beginning of the session. Now those budget writers are starting to process and finalize the next biennium. But the final revenue projections are still not in. They'll come out May 1st, I believe. And that's when the serious budget writing process really kicks into gear.
Paul Boger is KUNR's political reporter. He's been covering the legislature in Carson City. Paul, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.